The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Chaver Va'ad HaRabbonim Mishmeres Kohanim and Merkaz Halacha of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis HaVa'ad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a parsha or an entire sefer, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
This year, Erev Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. Now we have from time to time, but Tisha B'Av itself falls out on Shabbos. It's Nidcha, it's pushed off to Sunday. This year, Tisha B'Av actually falls out on Sunday, and Erev Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. Many of the dinim of Erev Tisha B'Av, Shechal B'Shabbos, are the same as the halachas of Tisha B'Av itself, which is Shechal B'Shabbos, but there are some differences. Let's go through the basic dinim that apply this year. The halacha is that one has to finish Halal Shudas before Shkia on Shabbos afternoon. Once Shkia Sechama, after sunset, the Tainus begins, and one's not allowed to eat. However, the rest of the Chamisha Inuyim do not begin until Tzeisik HaChavim. So, one does not have to take off their shoes, etc. until Tzeisik HaChavim. Whichever amount of Tzeisik HaChavim, they go by. Now, a regular Shabbos that falls out during the 9 days, a typical year is Shabbos Chazoin, so we wear a big day Shabbos. The minhag of most of Klal Yisrael at this point is to wear regular Shabbos clothing on Shabbos Chazon. And on Motzei Shabbos, one is not expected to take off his Shabbos clothing right away. Rather, on Motzei Shabbos Chazon, typically people still wear their Shabbos clothing. That's the accepted psak. They still wear their Shabbos clothing for the rest of the night. However, in this circumstance, where Motzei Shabbos Chazon is actually Tisha B'Av, then they're already chalukah menhagim. There's different menhagim. Because the Mishnah Berurah discusses in Sefer Tav Kuf Nun Tes, Sefer Katan Lamed Dalet, when there's a bris milah on Tisha B'Av, that the Avi HaBen, the Sandik, and the Moel, they put on more chashuva clothing for the bris milah. And the Mishnah Berurah says that after the bris milah, they change back out of the Bigdei Shabbos, out of the chashuva begonim at least, into regular weekday clothing. So it seems that on Tisha B'Av, even if one had a heter to have Big Day Shabbos on, but as soon as the reason for that heter goes away, they have to switch back into weekday clothing. And therefore, there are many that are noig on Motzei Shabbos Chazoin this year, since Motzei Shabbos is Tisha B'Av, that they switch out of their Shabbos clothing into weekday clothing before they go to shul. Others do not have this minig, and they say that that halacha over there, special, that was a heter to put on better begotten just for the bris milah, and afterwards it has to come off. Masha'enken, as opposed to over here, when one is wearing their Shabbos clothing from Shabbos, from the entire Shabbos, they're allowed to continue wearing them the rest of the night on Lil Tisha B'Av. Keep in mind that nowadays, in most shuls, they don't start Ma'ariv on Motzei Shabbos, which is Lil Tisha B'Av, which is Tisha B'Av night, until a certain amount of time after Tzeisik HaChavim, because they give time for people to take off their shoes and change into Tisha B'Av shoes and to drive to shul. But as opposed to in older, in former years, going back to in Europe, so Ma'ariv was davened exactly at this man. They did not wait extra time until Ma'ariv. And there's even a discussion at which point one should take off their shoes, their regular leather shoes, before Baruch Hu, after Baruch Hu. There's a difference between the Chazan and the rest of the Kehillah, the rest of the Tzibur. So you see the setup was different back then. So did they switch out the Shabbos clothing? When did they switch out the Shabbos clothing? So therefore, it would seem that maybe the minhag was to continue wearing Shabbos clothing straight through Ma'ariv and Eicha and the rest of the night. However, in today's circumstances, when there's usually time between the end of Shabbos and Ma'ariv, time for people to take off their shoes, and time for people to drive the shul for Ma'ariv, there's different menhagim whether one should switch out of the Shabbos clothing or can continue wearing the Shabbos clothing, and everyone should ask their own shayla. Now, the halach is, it says in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Vav, in the Chos Tisha B'Av Sif Aleph, that in our circumstance, so Lil Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Echav Shabbos, Tisha B'Av night that falls out on Motzei Shabbos, Kshiroya Ner, and so on, sees the Ner, Omer Bar Maria Eish. He makes a bracha Bar Maria Eish, which is a bracha that typically by us, it says part of Avdolah. Over here, Avdolah is not going to be said that night, because you can't eat a drink. You can't drink, there's no Yayin, and you can't drink that night. So Avdolah is pushed off until Sunday night. However, the bracha of Bar Maria Eish is made then. One's going to be nene from the R, he's going to benefit from the light on Matzah Shabbos, and he makes the bracha. When does he make the bracha? Bor Mer Ha'esh. So Mishnah Berurah says, Yisiv Kan Aleph, Yevarach al ar mikne baruch abur mer eis kodem shkarn eichel before eichel. The eichel ksiv and eichel says machashakam shivani that were put so to speak in darkness. So the baruch on the ar is made first. Also, one's going to benefit from the ar pe eichel, and therefore it's appropriate to make the baruch before eichel. If one forgot to make the baruch before laying of megillas eichel, he can still make the baruch later on that night because the chiyuv is still there. If he forgot to make the baruch entirely that night, and he first remembers the next morning, Tisha B'Av by day, he does not make the bracha bar mer eish. Because the halacha is in every Matzah Shabbos. Now, if somebody, for some reason, did not make the bracha bar mer eish, where they forgot to, or they weren't able to, and they first have the opportunity again to make it on Sunday morning, they did not make the bracha bar mer eish. Although Avdalah can still be made a few days into the week, however, bar mer eish, that bracha, is only made on Matzah Shabbos. So they make the bracha on Matzah Shabbos, and the old minhag, so to speak, when they start Meir of this man, Rabbi says Kachovim, so before Eichel, there was a candle, they took it out, they have done a candle, they made the bracha bar mer yesh. In today's setup, now most shuls are davening Ma'ariv only a few minutes after this man, but not right by this man, they give time for people to take off their shoes and switch to Tisha B'Av shoes, like we said that many of the minhag to switch into weekday clothing, to give time for people to drive to shul. So then there's a perfect opportunity to make the bracha of bar mer yesh when someone is home. One can take out the Avdol candle, light the Avdol candle, they can make the bracha, actually they might see their wife, their kids, they might see their family with this bracha of Bari Maria Eish. Now usually there's different menhagim by Avdallah, if one stands for Avdallah, or if one sits for Avdallah. But over here, based on the Bir Halacha, in Hilchos Shabbos, by Halachas of Avdallah, it will come out that everyone would agree that one should sit over here. Because in order you might see other people, there has to be a kfiyas, that everyone is set up and they come together. And sitting together is more of a kfiyas, everyone's coming together, that's easier for one person halachically to invite the other people with the bracha. Now usually, that the bracha of Bar Mer Eish is par of Havdalah, so there are those of the minhag to stand, and the fact that they're making Havdalah together, that's a kfiyas together that one person can invite everyone else. As opposed to over here, where they're just making this one bracha on the Eish, of Bar Mer Eish, and they're not making the entire Havdalah together, so here it would seem clear that everyone agrees that everyone should sit down, together, and one person, the Baal Bayis, he'll make the bracha of Bari Maria Eish, and he might see everyone else in his family. Now, during Tisha B'Av, one is not supposed to be Mesiach Das from the Avelus, you're supposed to be thinking about the Avelus, and particularly Tisha B'Av night and Tisha B'Av morning until Chatzos. After Chatzos Hayoim, after Chatzos in the afternoon, approximately 1 o'clock in the afternoon, since we're on daylight savings time, the halachas get a little more lenient. One still should not be Mesiach Das from the Avelos on Tisha B'Av afternoon, but the halachas are not as chum and not as strict as they were Tisha B'Av night and Tisha B'Av morning. And therefore the halacha is that one should not clean the house on Tisha B'Av night, Tisha B'Av morning, and rather they should wait until Tisha B'Av afternoon after Chatzos. The Aruch HaShulchan clearly discusses this in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Dalet Siv Chaf Aleph and says that the cleaning of the house should be pushed off till Tisha B'Av afternoon. Now this could come to Geya any year, but especially in a year like this, where Tisha B'Av is coming on Matzah Shabbos, one might want to clean the house from everything that was on Shabbos, so still, they should wait until Sunday afternoon. B'chor, it's Pasha though, that they don't have to leave the house in a dysfunctional situation. If the house is as such that it wouldn't be functional the way it is now, they could clean up a little bit, tidy up a little bit to make it functional, but a full cleaning of the house, and sweeping of all the floors, that should be pushed off until Tisha B'Av afternoon. Also, the Aruch HaShulchan says that if one has a guy working for them, they have cleaning help, or whatever it is, they can have the guy do it Tisha B'Av night, Tisha B'Av morning. Because it's not an Isra Malach over here that there's a question of Amir La'akum. Rather, the issue is that one's be Mesiach Das from the Avelus. So if the guy is doing the work, and the Yiddisha Balabas or Balabasta is not doing the work, so we're not worried about them Mesiach Das, of them thinking about other things and not thinking about the Avelus of Tisha B'Av, and therefore they can have the guy do the work for them. Similarly, so in Kervitz Halachas, my Rebbe Yishmael Kamenetsky Shlita, that he says that the turn on a dishwasher is also okay on Matzah Shabbos, because it does not require any effort, just pressing a button, turning on a dishwasher, that does not have the status of cleaning up, which is supposed to be pushed off to Tisha B'Av afternoon. A dishwasher can be turned on right after Shabbos. Now, Ketanim are not fasting on Tisha B'Av, so they're going to be eating and drinking. Sometimes someone has a cut, who's a gila chinuch ravdolo. That means this child's old enough that every Matzah Shabbos they hear Avdallah. And even in the late Matzah Shabbos, some in the summer, Tisha B'Av falls down in the summer, but even if Tisha B'Av not fall in the summer, the point is that these kids are old enough that they hear Avdallah every Matzah Shabbos. You're always makbet they should hear Avdallah. So apparently you're makbet to mechayach them in Avdallah. So they should make Avdallah before they eat, when they're going to start eating on Matzah Tisha B'Av a matzah, I'm sorry, a matzah Shabbos, or if these kids are old enough, they're going to wait till Sunday to start eating. At whichever point they're ready to eat, they should make Havdalah for themselves. If they're old enough, they're hergiel l'chinach for Havdalah, they mak with every matzah Shabbos, even the summer months, they should hear Havdalah. So here also, they should hear Havdalah. So they have to make their own Havdalah. There's no reason they should wait till Sunday night when the father makes Havdalah. The father cannot make Havdalah until Sunday night because he's fasting. But the kids, they can make Havdalah and they should make Havdalah. A child who's young enough that he's not necessarily up for Havdalah Matzei Shabbos, apparently not makbid on the chinuch for Havdalah, is not of the age, so then it will be different. But a child who's up every Matzei Shabbos for Havdalah should be making Havdalah on Tisha B'Av. Now, in my Erev on Matzei Shabbos, which is Tisha B'Av, we say in Atachonin, we say Atachonin Tanu, which is the Havdalah B'Tfilah, Mavdu B'Tfilah, just like we do in every Matzei Shabbos. The halacha is if someone forgot to say Atachonin Tanu on a regular Matzei Shabbos, they don't have to daven Ma'ariv over, because they can make Havdalah that night anyway. Here, Havdalah is not going to be made until Sunday night. Still, the halach is that if somebody forgot Atachonin Tanu during Ma'ariv and Matzah Shabbos, they don't have to worry about it, and they can be samach on the fact they're going to make Havdalah Sunday night and Matzah Tisha B'Av. However, before they do any malacha, and this pertains especially to ladies or others who are not davening Ma'ariv, before any malacha is done, they should say, Baruch HaMavdu Mekoyish Tuchol. By saying HaMavdu Mekoyish Tuchol, they're making a Havdalah, a verbal Havdalah, which is enough to allow them to do a Malacha. And then on Sunday night, Matzah Tisha B'Av, at that point, they'll make the proper Havdalah. Now, it's important to note that in a year where Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, and Nidre, it's pushed off to Sunday, so then the Halachas are much more lenient for people who have a hard time fasting, especially Ubros, Manikas, ladies during pregnancy, or ladies who are nursing a baby. Now, this year, Tisha B'Av actually falls out on Sunday. So the rules for such women or such people fasting or breaking the fast would be the same as if Tisha B'Av would fall out on Tuesday or on Thursday. So once you ask a Shiloh, someone is in a position and they have someone in their house so they might have a hard time fasting, they ask a Shiloh from their own Rav, from a competent Rav, to find out what would be the criteria that will allow someone in the family to break the fast. If there is somebody who's going to have to break the fast on Tisha B'Av, Anosh Isha Muberes or Manika, or if there's a Chayla or some other person who has a reason why they're exempt from fasting and they're going to be breaking their fast on Tisha B'Av, so they should make Havdalah. And it's the same as we said about the child making Havdalah. And the question arises, what is best to make Havdalah on? Should I make Havdalah on Yayin? Usually it's very chomer, one's not allowed to have Yayin on Tisha B'Av. The whole 9 days, one's not allowed to have Basar Yayin. 9 days, Shvu Shechab, Tisha B'Av is even more chomer. But especially on Tisha B'Av itself, it's particularly chomer not to have Basar Yayin. So, should they make Havdalah on Chamar Medina? Or do we say that's questionable, what's considered Chamar Medina nowadays, and best is to make Havdalah on Yayin? Every year on Matzah Shabbos Chazon, there's different Menhagim. Whether one should use Chamar Medina, the Aruch HaShulchan seems to say like that, or one should use Yayin, which seems to be the Pashtus in the Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber, Emot, Mishnah Berurah, is to use Yayin. The question who should drink it, an adult or a child, but it seems the Pashtus is to use Yayin. Under these circumstances, where somebody's making Havdalah on Tisha B'Av, here there's a stronger tzad to say that one should use Chamar Medina, because to have Yayin on Tisha B'Av is even worse. So in Kavitz Halachas, and by others, that they say, on a regular year, Matzah Shabbos Chazon, to use Yayin. However, somebody who's making Havdalah on Tisha B'Av, because they're not fasting, they're breaking their fast, so they're making Havdalah, they should use Chamar Medina. What qualifies for Chamar Medina that could be used for Havdalah? So coffee or tea. But one has to make sure to drink a B'loi Lugmov, Roy Revius, most Revius, B'Ktesh Tiyas Revius, within the amount of time it takes to drink a Revius. How much is the share of B'loi Lugmov or Roy Revius? They should drink at least 1.5 fluid ounces. Within how long is the shir Kadesh Tiyas Revius? The biggest shir for that would probably be about 1 minute, based on the Aruch HaShulchan in a different place. Not in Hilchos Havdalah or in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, based on a different sheet of the Aruch HaShulchan. So it will come out, they have to have at least the cup, the becher, whatever they're pouring the coffee and tea in the mug, should have at least 3 or 4 fluid ounces in it. They should drink at least 1.5 fluid ounces, maybe even a little more. And the maximum time to get this down is within 1 minute. Now when the coffee or tea is steaming hot, it's very hard to drink that much that fast. If the way for it to cool down, once it's cool enough, that's lukewarm, but no one really be comfortable drinking this coffee or tea on a random day, so it could be it's not Chamar Medina, it doesn't qualify. So they have to catch it in between temperature, or cool off a little bit, that's palatable, and they can get it down. But it's the way someone would want to drink a coffee or a tea on a normal day. This can be challenging sometimes. Another option of Chamar Medina would be to use iced coffee. And this I discussed with my Rebbe Shmuel Kamenetsky, that in the past few years, iced coffee has become a chashva drink, that unfortunately, or fortunately, there are coffee houses that people go out to drink in, kosher coffee houses, and become accepted, and for better or for worse, but the halachic status of Chamar Medina can now be given to iced coffee, and iced coffee can be used for Havdalah, and this way, one will not have issue getting down a Roy Revius, a Kadesh Tiyas Revius. It's also the option of using beer for those people that ask Chavar Medina. But typically, someone who's breaking their fast in Tisha B'Av is usually not in a position to have beer at that point. Now, some say that even in this circumstance, it's on Tisha B'Av, and it's very common not to have yayin on Tisha B'Av, still somebody's making avdol should use yayin, and that's because it's questionable nowadays which drinks have a status of Chavar Medina, and therefore could be the best off just using yayin, and because they don't have a choice, so in their circumstances, they're allowed to have yayin. Yayin would be either wine or grape juice. Again, someone who's breaking the fast in Tisha B'Av is probably not having wine or other alcoholic beverages, but they could use grape juice for Avdallah. So anyone who's in this circumstance, if they may have to, or they have someone in their household, they may have to make Avdallah and eat and drink on Tisha B'Av, should get psak if they choose Chamar Medina for Avdallah, or they should rather use yayin. Whoever is making the Avdallah, whoever's the one who's breaking the fast, they should make the Avdallah, they should drink from it. It's usually not worth it to try to start giving it to a kid and making things complicated. It's just drinking it themselves. Now, in the event that the lady is the one making Havdalah over here on Tisha B'Av, so the Bir Alocha has a Shaila in Hilchos Havdalah, and then there's some Reish Sadi Vav, if ladies make the Bracha of Bari Mari Ha'esh. However, the accepted psak is that ladies making Havdalah does make the Bracha of Bari Mari Ha'esh. Rav Moshe writes about that, and the Shuvah Nigas Moshe writes as such, and that's also Paskin, Kevitz Alocha, some of the others. And therefore, if a lady is making Havdalah, she should include in that the Bracha of Bari Mari Ha'esh. Now, it might happen that she first did Bari Ma'esh from her husband right after Shabbos ended. And now, later on that night, she's being Havdalah. So, in that case, then she will not say Bari Ma'esh because she heard it. Similarly, if the person is being Havdalah, be it he or she, is doing a Tisha B'Av during the day, so even if they did not hear Bari Ma'esh on Tisha B'Av night, they should no longer say it by day because that bracha, like we said before, previously, can only be said on Matzah Shabbos, can no longer be said Sunday by day. The minhag is not to say the psukim of Pinei Kelei Shuasi, those psukim are typically said in the beginning of Avdallah. Somebody who's making Avdallah Tisha B'Av typically does not say the psukim are any of Simcha, and therefore they're not said. Somebody who's not fasting on Tisha B'Av could say the bracha of Nachem in Bani Yishalayim. However, they will not say Anenu in Shema Kaleinu. Now, when it comes to the Avdallah that everyone, the standard people are making on Matzah Tisha B'Av, here in the Mishnah Berurah, it's in Matzah Kuf Nivov, Sifkan Gimel says that Lekul Yama will make Avdallah on Yayin, and can drink it themselves, although typically there's a chumrah that which is accepted in Klai Yisrael, not to have basar v'yayin on Matzah Tisha B'Av, or even until the next day by Chatzos. But here, we're for the mitzvah for Avdallah, and it's only more of a terrorist minute that we don't have basar v'yayin on Matzah Tisha B'Av. So in this circumstance, one can make Avdallah and yayin and drink it themselves. The bracha on there is no longer said, even if someone did not make it on Matzah Shabbos, because it's too late. And besamim also. We don't do besamim on Tisha B'Av night. And once it comes Avdol on Matzah Tisha B'Av, we also don't do besamim because besamim also is too late. Same way the bracha ner of an Eish is only done on Matzah Shabbos. Now the someone's making Avdol on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. The same applies to besamim, that besamim is only a part of Avdol that's done on Matzah Shabbos. However, if Avdol is being said on Sunday or Sunday night or any other time, there's no besamim. So the Avdol of Matzah Tisha B'Av is just the Bari Priya Gofen together with the bracha of Hamavdol. Now, Shiloh comes up often, is someone makes Avdallah Matzah Tisha B'Av, and afterwards they want to wash for Mitzi, for the meal they're going to have, they're breaking their fast now. So do they make a bracha main shalosh, the Al Gefen Al Pri Gefen, and then they wash for Mitzi? Or do they just rely, they just go to wash, and they rely on the benching at the end of the meal, the benching will pater of everything, including the wine they drank for Avdallah. So it's clearly in Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Reish Sayyid Dalad, Siv Ches, the loch is to make a bracha Achas main shalosh, to make the bracha Al Gefen Al Pri Gefen, and afterwards, then to go and wash from Mitzi, it's not a problem, Bracha Shein Tzricho. The two things are separate. The Havdalah gets the Yayin, gets its Bracha Achrayin, and afterwards they wash from Mitzi for a meal. However, Mishnah Berurah, some Reish Sayyid Tess, have come Chav Tess, is Mavur, that somebody forgot to make the Bracha of Al Gefen, Pri Gefen, and they already wash from Mitzi, they already start eating, they should not bother making the Bracha of Al Gefen now in the middle of their meal. Rather, they should just be samech on the fact they're going to bench at the end of their meal, and benching will patter up the Yayin they had before the meal. Even though it does not have so much shaykhus to the meal, it's good enough that it could be patted by benching. So Chatchila should make a bracha al gefen after Avdallah before he washes. He forgot he already washed the mitzvah, he already started his meal. He could rely on the benching, the end will patter it up. It is clear in the end of Siman Reish Ches, Nuchas Brachas, that Brachas Amazon does patter yayin b'diavet according to all shittas. So Brachas Amazon benching definitely could patter yayin. If someone already started, washed the mitzvah, started the meal, they should rely on the Brachas Amazon on the benching, the end of the meal, and that will patter up the yayin of Avdallah from Bracha Achrayna. Okay, now, it's important to note that in a year that Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos and it's Nidcha to Sunday, so then the Isser, or the Minig at least, not to have Basar V'Yayin and not to listen to music, applies only that night, and by the next morning, it's okay. Look in Simon Tovkov Nuches, Sif Aleph, in the Ramah. However, here, where Tisha B'Av really falls down Sunday, so these dinim of not having bus or yayin and not listening to music apply not just Sunday night, they apply until Monday b'chatzais. The same thing when she's not getting a haircut or a shave or do laundry until Monday b'chatzais. So it should not be confused with the halachos of Tisha B'Av that falls down Shabbos and gets nivchah Sunday. Here Tisha B'Av falls down Sunday. So the halachos of Matzah Tisha B'Av and of the next day are the same that apply as if Tisha B'Av will fall down Tuesday. Now, since it's Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, when it comes Shabbos afternoon, so therefore, the minhag is not to say Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos is not said. And it would seem from the Friedrich of Paiskim that one also should not learn then, except for Dvarim HaRoah. The sad things that one's allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av, that one can learn then. But regular Lima HaTera should not take place. Only Dvarim HaMutarim. Because Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, the Ramah says, from Tov Kuf Negimel, you're only allowed to learn Dvarim HaTarim with Tisha B'Av. And the Ramah says, that's why we don't say Pirkei Avos. So it seemed clear from their mother. Their mother would say in this year's scenario that one should not learn regular things on Shabbos afternoon, only Dvar Mutar Matishvav. However, the Mishtabura brings the Tzivkan Yud, Tavkuf Negimel Tzivkan Yud, the Taz Mafakvik Ma'oida Mania Sleep B'Shabbos. The Taz is not happy at all with holding people back for learning on Shabbos, the thing they regularly learn. And he says that somebody learns on Shabbos after Chatzos does not lose his schar. And this is even when Tishvav itself falls out on Shabbos. Koshken Kavachimer when Erev Tishvav is on Shabbos like this year. And the Mishtabura says that we can be semich on this, because since even when Erev Tisha B'Av is during the week, there are achrenim or mekel and say that Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos you can learn regular. And the Mishnah previously said, not to yemeich, not to protest against someone who does that. But in a year like this, where Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos on Shabbos, you have an added factor that Shabbos, which should not be noig, avelos b'chol. So this year, on Shabbos afternoon, one would be allowed to learn regular learning. So though Pirkei Avos will not be said, but one could learn regular learning on Shabbos afternoon, on the Shabbos afternoon of Erev Tisha B'Av. However, that which the Ramah says, over here in Tavkuf Negimel, a title Erev Tisha B'Av, one should not take walks in Erev Tisha B'Av, that still applies, one should be serious, it's a serious afternoon. Although one could do regular Lima HaTorah, everything besides that we don't say Pirkei Avos, to go take walks and things like that would be inappropriate and would not be befitting, and it's actually connected with the Ramah says, because the Ramah says, lay a title, not take pleasure walks on Erev Tisha B'Av. So learning, one could do regular learning on Shabbos afternoon, Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. However, taking walks, that should not be done. Which we zeich the Stephen the Chumash Tzion, and hopefully by the time it comes Tisha B'Av this year, the Geula will come, and most of the halachas that we discuss now will not become the Geula Maisa this year.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.